Now, I've got a question for the audience. Gladys was commenting about something the other day, and I said, that's what my mum and dad used to talk about. But I never discovered what it was they meant. So here is our opportunity. Now, Gladys lives in Tudor Drive, pretty well opposite Morden Park Baptist Church.
Yes, that side, yes.
Morden Park Baptist Church and the assembly rooms next door to it was a pig farm until 1937, and it burnt down soon afterwards. What was there between the end of the pig farm and the building of the assembly rooms and later the Baptist Church?
When I was little, that area where the assembly rooms is was just rough ground. It had been left not used or anything, and we used to play on there and that. But then the bit which was behind, like, the last houses in Lower Morden Lane, the Crouch houses, the Tudor houses, there was a little square of land there. I think it had been allotments sometime. But they put a building up, which my dad said was experimental. It was a big square building, and it had iron girders. It was, I think they were trying to... I don't quite know what they were doing, but it was experimental in the fact that it hadn't got like wooden floors and things. It was like an iron frame building and then bricked in. And it was there for, what do you think, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, about 10.
About 10 years, yeah. And then it was just abandoned and left.
No one ever lived there?
No, it was never.
Was it to be housing?
Beautiful house. Mm. It was a beautiful, because we were almost next door to
yes.
it.
Yeah.
You know, being the end house then, before they built more, there was all this waste ground.
Of course, yes, not opposite.
And and they built this after the war, and I think they were experimenting, whether it was experimenting with central heating or some sort of bricks, but it was almost finished without a roof on. And we kept saying, oh, I bet that's going to be a lovely four-bedroom house for somebody, you know, with all this ground round it. And what I thought was wonderful now is that it was standing there for such a long time and not finished, obviously. But, I mean, nobody bothered with it. It wasn't vandalised. I mean, children, young people played on the waste ground, but it was just left there but not finished, and we never understood why. We never heard the reason, and I asked Peter if it was on any council records, but nobody seems to remember it. Can anybody there remember?
If anybody can tell us anything about it, we'd love to know.
I don't know if it was a private builder or if it was the council.
No,
I had this vague feeling that my parents had called it an aircraft house or something like that, but probably I misheard and misinterpreted something as a child, and by the time I got round to wanting to know about it, I asked them, and they didn't know what I was talking about. So obviously I completely misheard what they'd said. But so whether it was an open plan, and I thought they said aeroplane, I don't know.
It's a shame.